Jenny.
I'll try, Billy, but I will miss you.
And I'll miss you, Jenny. Hey, I'll be back before you know it.
Promise?
Look around, Jenny. Remember this place.
How can I forget it?
When the time is right, I'll meet you at the canteen, and we will dance.
Looks like it's on time today, Jenny. Do we have enough cornbread out?
Yes, Mama.
How about the sandwiches?
Plenty of those. It's going to be okay. You know. It always is.
You're right. I know you're right. But these are our soldiers, Jenny. They deserve our best.
Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of I'll Meet You at the Canteen. While the story is fictional, it is set in the very real location of the canteen in North Platte, Nebraska. During World War II, the women of North Platte served food to nearly 6 million servicemen and women who passed through on Union Pacific trains. And to think it all started due to a mistake. How? Ray Wilson and many other women of North Platte made cookies and other goodies for what they thought were servicemen from Nebraska that would be passing through. When the train stopped, they discovered the men on the train were actually from Kansas. Miss Wilson walked forward and gave her food to one of the men with his window open. It didn't take long for the others to do the same. This is how and when the North Platte Canteen got its start. The canteen only received $5 from the government during its operation. The rest was supplied from the goodness of the people in the area and a crew of thousands of volunteers during the course of the war. Each soldier train gave grateful residents of North Platte the opportunity to give soldiers a taste of home. Misfits Audio would like to welcome you to the canteen.
Over here, boys. We've got plenty for all of you.
Looks like another busy day, Mama.
True enough. I can't help but look at these young men and see in their faces some of our own boys gone to war.
I don't want to talk about it, Mama.
I'm sorry, Jenny. You miss him, don't you?
Well, gentlemen, while we get local talent to play for us from time to time, I hope you can enjoy some recorded music today. On behalf of the good folks of North Platte, please enjoy the music of Paul Whiteman with Bob Lawrence. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Is it all right if I go home, Mama?
We'll see you in a while, dear.
Hey, Wallace, what are you mooning over?
Mind your own business, Spencer.
You've been staring at that picture every day we've been here, pal.
If you had a girl half as perfect as Jenny, you'd understand.
Maybe you forgot, but there's a war going on here. Maybe you could look at her picture later.
I ain't never shown you her picture, have I, Spencer?
Nah, I suppose not.
Here, take a look.
You ain't a kidding, Wallace. She's something special.
Now, don't touch it, but I want you to smell this letter.
No wonder you're such a daydreamer. Still, you don't want Sarge getting wind.
You're right.
You just wish I wasn't.
That's about the truth.
Yesterday, I spent the afternoon talking to soldiers as they moved through our little canteen. Thousands of soldiers made it to the canteen, and North Platte volunteers continue to make sure they remember home with every bite of homemade food they prepare. Volunteers are always welcome at the canteen, and your special recipes are exactly what our soldiers look forward to as they pass through. If you've never been to the canteen, make it a stop today. Thank you.
Sounds like you two are making good progress down at the canteen.
Oh, Papa. It really is wonderful seeing soldiers come through.
Yes. Well, Tom and I went out to shoot some pheasants this morning.
Can I use any of them to make sandwiches, Paul?
Sure, dear. Use them all if you like. Tom's nephew Max is coming with us in the morning. Hunting has been good. I'm sure there'll be more.
Max?
Yes, he came from South Dakota to work on a farm while Henry's off to war.
I suppose he could use the help.
Yes, and Max knows his business. Strong, smart, handsome.
May I go to my room?
Certainly. Oh, I'll be working on the cakes after supper. I could use your help.
Okay, Mama.
What's wrong with Jenny?
What do you think?
She misses Billy?
Yes. And being at the canteen doesn't always help. She sees all the men in uniform and...
What?
It's like she tries to find him in the crowd, even though she has to know he's not there. I don't know, Paul. Maybe we should have let them get married before he left.
She's still too young.
I was the same age when we got married.
You seemed older.
I wasn't.
Well, I'm not sure what can be done about it now.
She hasn't heard from him in a few weeks.
That may explain a few things, I suppose.
Well, I suppose I best roast some pheasant. Jenny and I can make some sandwiches in the morning.
Nice shooting. Looks like we each got one.
Send the hound, Max.
Yes, Uncle Tom.
I sure am happy the hunting is good, but with all the rationing and supply issues.
It's good to know we can still feed our families.
I think I know how the Israelites felt in the wilderness, eating quail every day.
Don't like pheasant?
After the first week, it does wear thin.
Well, at least we have food. Reason enough to be grateful.
I meant no disrespect, Uncle Tom. I'm going to catch up with the dog.
He seems like a decent boy.
Oh, he is. Hard worker, strong, reliable. Trouble is, I do believe that as soon as he's old enough, he'll be heading off to fight in the war, too. Then who's going to help me?
Maybe this will all be over by then, Tom.
We can pray to that end.
I see some clouds lining up on the northern sky this afternoon. Looks like a rain shower is on the way. Volunteers at the canteen where troops are expected should be ready for the rain. They're certainly ready with food.
North Platte is one of the few places where you feel like you're home, even when you ain't.
How's that possible?
They feed you. Make sure you get a hug from someone that will remind you of your mom. And you get to take some things with you when you leave.
Sounds too good to be true.
I guess we'll see when we get there, won't we? Look at all those people waiting for us.
Welcome to the canteen, boys. Hope you're hungry.
Howdy, pretty lady.
Hello. Enjoy your visit to the canteen?
I already am. Hey, Pete, something wrong?
Just this song makes me think of home. It's just a couple of states away, but it might as well be on the other side of the moon.
We all miss home.
Paul, you're all wet.
We tried to get to town before the storm.
Didn't quite make it.
You must be Max.
Yes, ma'am.
Jenny, have you met Max?
I don't believe so. Hello.
Jenny?
Yes. And you're Max.
Sometimes young folks just don't make sense.
Care to dance?
Well,
Max, this isn't a dance hall, boy. It's a place to serve meals to soldiers.
Oh, yes.
Ah, looks like the rain's letting up. I think it's time to take the boy home.
What's wrong with him?
You are, dear.
Hey, Wallace. You asleep? Wallace.
Pipe down. I'm trying to sleep over here.
Have any of you seen Wallace?
Maybe he went out.
What would he be doing out so late?
Seems like you're a good one to ask.
Look, we've been in plenty of foxholes together. Dear God in heaven. Who is it? Who died?
Don't know for sure.
It's Wallace. It's got to be.
Wallace? How do you know?
That picture.
Yeah, I see it.
It's a picture of his gal, Jenny.
How do you know?
Turn it over. You'll find her name.
We were saddened to learn today that one of our own, Billy Wallace, perished in an attack in the European theater of war in recent days. Personal effects were used to identify the body. Our sympathies are with Clarence, Emma, and the family.
Oh, Billy! What am I gonna do now?
By the time the war ended, the people of North Platte, Nebraska had impacted America's military with their generosity of spirit and community of hope. In coming years, it would be said that even those soldiers with dementia would find lucidity when someone asked about the canteen in North Platte. It had left its mark. For Jenny, the loss of her fiancé, Billy Wallace, was difficult. Working at the canteen distracted her from thinking too much. In time, Jenny developed a fondness for Max Cutright, who had remained with his uncle to help on the farm. By 1946, the two were married and four children would follow. While this was not how Jenny thought things would be, she did come to love Max deeply. The pain of Billy's loss would lessen as the years passed, but she never forgot him.
Hello? Yes? You did? When can we leave? I'll be there. Oh, and thanks.
Well, this is it.
I heard you talk so much about the canteen, but after all these years, it's wonderful to see it in person.
It used to be a diner for passengers of the Union Pacific, but they let us use it during the war. So many happy soldiers. So many bright smiles.
It must have been amazing.
Oh, it was, dear. But even fond memories have bittersweet moments.
William?
I always called him Billy in those days. He went off to war when I was 15. We heard he died when I was 17. Well, no use spending too much time thinking about what might have been, I suppose.
I miss Daddy.
I do too, Kelly. Death is never easy.
Have I told you how much I love you, Mom?
Love you too, daughter. Oh, my goodness. I haven't heard that whistle since the 1940s.
That's right. You said they were having a group of dignitaries coming to town on a vintage 1940s train today.
That's true, but you can't imagine how that sound stirs up so many memories.
Are you going to be okay, Mom?
I suppose I will have to be, dear.
Is there a Jenny Cutright in the depot? Jenny Cutright?
They're calling for you, Mom.
I'm Jenny Cutright.
What's going on?
I have no idea.
Your presence has been requested on board.
Have I done something wrong?
I'm not at liberty to say, ma'am. Watch your step.
Pardon me. I've waited a very long time for this dance.
Oh, my. Really?
Young Billy Wallace had been taken as a prisoner of war the night of the blast. The photo of Jenny had fallen from his pocket moments before the blast. While all had assumed his death, Billy had been isolated in a POW camp. By the time he was released, Jenny and Max were already married. He didn't blame anyone. It had all been a mistake, but he also believed reintroducing himself to Jenny while Max was alive would have been unfair. So Billy kept his distance for nearly 50 years. Billy had never married because of a promise he made in 1942, and Billy Wallace was a man of his word. It would be easy to see how this reunion in the early 1990s led to a few awkward moments as well as answers to a lifetime of questions. The arrival of the old Union Pacific train allowed Jenny to relive the hope she had seen so often at the canteen.
All of me, why not take all of me? Can't you see I'm no good without you? Take my lips, I want to lose them. Take my arms, I'll never use them. Your goodbye left me with eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? Took the part that once was my heart, so why not take all of me?
You've been listening to I'll Meet You at the Canteen, an original audio presentation of Misfits Audio. Let me introduce you to our cast. Brianna Fisher as Jenny. James Lorenz as Wallace. Rebecca Thomas as Kay. Glenn Haskell as the announcer. Roy Mills as Spencer. Captain John Tattersack as Paul. Russell Gold as Tom. Christopher Poirier as Max. Ryan Haskell as Soldier Number 1. Glenn Higby as Soldier Number 2. Josh Carlson as Franklin. Dave Morgan as Donovan. Joe Stofko as William. Elise Kroek as Older Jenny. Marie Copan as Kelly. Peter Catt as Porter. And Lampros Leontos as the narrator. I'll Meet You at the Canteen was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell. Executive producer is Captain John Tattersack. Music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com, along with additional music from the time period that exists in the public domain. The script editor is Cheryl Collins, and the webmaster is April Sadowski. War touches our world every day. People risk it all by sacrificing for a cause, a belief, and a purpose. The support of those they serve was evident in the 1940s in the North Platte Canteen, along with many other communities who stood with the American soldier. Yes, this is a Valentine's Day story, but let's not forget the love these fighting men and women had, and have, for America. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Lampros Leontos. This is an original production by Misfits Audio, copyright 2013, all rights reserved.